YMCA of Central Ohio presents The What Matters Show with Mindy and Michaela. Real talk about real life and what's important to you and your family. Brought to you by Beecher Crossing Dental. Here's Mindy Traer and Michaela Hunt with What Matters.
We are so welcoming and so appreciative of any time we get a new sponsor. And this one is extremely important to so many of us here in Central Ohio, because if there's one body part that we really, really rely on, it's our eyes. Mid-Ohio Eye is now a big part of the What Matters Show.
Yes, and you know, we were talking about something going on with your mom. I was talking about something going on with my youngest, Logan. And eye health is critical. And honestly, when you're able to see properly, Mindy, too, I feel like your mood, when you can't see, it's frustrating. It's annoying.
Oh my gosh.
And it affects you psychologically, I think, when you can't see right.
Or if you just get something in your eye.
Ugh.
That's so irritating. So we are going to be talking about all of that because we are getting answers today. And for the first time, normally when we do these segments, we Facebook Live on my page, Mindy Dreyer's page, or Michaela Hunt's page, or the What Matters page. But now we're going big time because we are on Facebook Live on the 610 WTVN's Facebook page. I think we're moving up in the world.
We must be a peg or two. So we do have Dr. Ashley Sanfilippo, Dr. Heather Kelling, and Dr. Louise Doyle from Mid-Ohio Eye Physicians and Surgeons with us today. Ladies, it's lovely to have you in.
Thanks for having
me. I heard you laughing a minute ago at Mindy.
Because everybody laughs at me.
Because what she says is true when it comes down to some of these things that we are dealing with.
Let's talk first about Mid-Ohio Eye. How long have you guys been around? How long have you been part of this community? They don't want to talk.
Start with Louise. She's the beginning.
Come on, Louise. Don't be shy.
I know. I want to say forever. Yeah. We've been in, I joined a practice, and, those gentlemen started the practice years and years and years ago, but we became Mid-Ohio Eye about 25 years ago?
Mm-hmm. Wow. So it's been some time, yes. Mm-hmm. Known in Central Ohio. And what do you guys do? Tell our listeners exactly what the practice does and how it's helping people in Central Ohio.
Well, I mean, I think we offer a wide range of services. Routine eye exams, medical health-oriented exams, diabetic exams, for example. People need their yearly diabetic exams. And then treating glaucoma and cataracts. So, and that's what Louise and Ashley do.
So a wide range, a very wide range for different ages.
I think the first thing I noticed when I walked in and we were having our initial meeting and getting to know each other, the office is really clean and really cool looking. I mean, I love how you guys keep that. And I think it's almost like comfort food. It's very comfortable for people to walk in and kind of just relax, because it's not a very comfortable thing to have people poking and prodding around your eye. And I think what you guys do is really relax them from the moment you walk in. Would you agree?
I do agree. I mean, I think we try to make the office comfortable, but our staff is so friendly and just makes everybody feel at home.
So Ashley, tell me a little bit about specifically what you do, kind of in your role there.
So I primarily concentrate on cataracts and glaucoma surgery. So both of those things are like the majority of what I do. I also do routine eye exams, but less commonly, but for routine diabetics and things like that.
So what exactly, and if I may ask, because I think we're kind of getting to know you all, what exactly is a cataract? How do we know if we're dealing with a cataract?
So cataract is the lens of the eye actually turning cloudy. So you're born with a natural clear lens, and over time that lens becomes opaque to some extent, and that causes your vision to be blurry, or for you to have glare with headlights coming towards you, for you to have difficulty with nighttime driving, all kinds of things. So,
What do you guys think is the most common problem that people come to see you about? Because there's a lot of different eye issues, but if you could pinpoint one of the most common, what do you think that would be?
Yeah, a blurred vision.
Blurred vision. So cataracts.
Well, that's one of the causes.
Anything.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's just, I can't see clearly. Mm-hmm. What is this going on?
And it can be a range of different things, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So how do you determine what it is within that range? What are some of the tests and some of the things that you guys do for folks?
Well, it really involves a complete eye exam because blurry vision can range anywhere from, you know, refractive error, we need glasses, I have dry eyes, I have a medical condition. And so, you know, with our complete eye exam, we take their visual acuity, measuring what can they see without their glasses, with glasses, we'll check them for new glasses. We then check the health of the external eye. So we kind of go from the front to the back of the eye, you know, if we think about it systematically. That includes taking their eye pressure, which is the glaucoma component of the eye exam. The patients are dilated, you know, during the routine eye exam. So
systematically looking at it, covering all things to try to pinpoint what it is. Mm-hmm.
So I've always heard that if I spend a lot of time on the baseball diamonds and the softball fields, and I've always heard that if you get dust or something in your eye, never to rub it, but try to get water and wash it out. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely.
So when you say wash it out, how do you do it the right way?
It depends on what's around, I think, at the time. I mean, ideally, it'd be something like sterile eye wash or an eye wash station, but you don't always have that available.
Right. So if you don't have
even bottled water.
Really?
I mean, it's not ideal.
Inside, you go on the right side, the inside of the eye, and go, I mean, how do you do it?
Yeah, you just try to turn your head and flush it and let it run out.
But don't rub it.
Don't rub it because you'll scratch your cornea, the surface of your eye.
Because it'll just naturally naturally remove with the irrigation of your solution. It'll just help the whatever product is in your eye, you know, come out naturally.
Well, and don't forget, we are taking your phone calls too at 614-821-WTVN, 614-821-9886. If you have questions about your eyes, we have the right three in here to answer them, so give us a call.
We are live also on 610WTVN's Facebook page. I can see a lot of people watching right now. Hi, guys. We appreciate you watching and listening. I was so excited that you guys were coming on, not just because you were coming on, but a few days ago, my mom, who's 88 years old, had something really crazy going on with her eye, and I'm like, let me take a picture of it. I can show it on Facebook. I can show everybody and then talk about it on the show. And I showed all three of you what she's going through. It looked like to me a little cyst or something formed on the top lid of her inside of her eye, but now it's kind of grown to the bottom lid as well. So if you guys listening want to take a look at what we're talking about, it's on my other Facebook page. You can see her picture, and then I want to hear what you guys think's going on.
Right now.
Oh, yeah.
Might as well. Okay. Yeah. I thought by looking at it that they were styes.
That's what I thought.
That they were plugged up oil glands. And
is that common?
That's a very common condition. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we were saying also that. So here's Carm at 80. What?
88.
88. If this is a stye, then we have Logan Thorpe at age 8, who will get a stye as well.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was explaining that happens after he plays hockey and he's sweaty and he's not at that age where he's washing his face. I'm hoping he's shampooing his hair well enough and that maybe some of that soap would catch that. But how do those get plugged up? You know, is it sweat? Is it bacteria with those oils? What are those things that actually
makeup
make that happen?
Can makeup cause that?
It can be a combination of all those things. I mean, it just, you know, every individual is a little bit different, but yes.
So how do you treat it?
Yeah, so usually hot compresses are the first.
So a warm washcloth?
A warm washcloth. There's a brooder mask, if you've heard of those, okay, that you heat up in the microwave for about 20 seconds.
No, what is that again?
B-R-U-D-E-R.
Brooder mask. Okay.
Yeah. And that's just it's just a nicer way to apply the heat because it lasts longer than, you know, when you're heating up a washcloth.
And possibly some antibiotics.
Yeah. I mean, by the looks of your mom's lid, she needs some antibiotics.
And she's
maybe
not talking
even
about
oral
her hair.
Antibiotics.
Not that lid, but her actual eyelid. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I mean, she most likely needs topical, you know, a combination eye drop. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then she also needs a oral antibiotic because she's kind of developed a preceptal cellulitis. So she has abscess in her duct that then has extended to the surrounding tissue, making it red and puffy. As your presentation shows.
Do you see how good these ladies are? That's just from a picture that I showed them. We have a caller. They have a question for you. Before we get to that, though, my mom did want to ask, how would she know and how do our listeners know if they have something wrong with her eye? Do they go to the eye doctor or do they just go to their regular family doctor?
It depends. I think some of the primary care doctors are very comfortable handling that. Others are not.
Okay.
And then they would certainly recommend that you see your eye doctor.
All right, we've got Mary on the line right now. Mary, welcome to What Matters. What questions do you have for the doctors today?
Well, I don't even know where to begin. my eyes are so bad. I've been way back when, just to say, I had cataract surgery when I was 45, back in 99. Now my eyes are really foggy, and I don't, you know, I see everything in a fog, and at night I don't see hardly anything. And the doctors keep telling me it's just severe nearsightedness. But is it, I guess one question is, can a person have a second cataract surgery, maybe? Does that, the fogginess come from that, maybe? I don't, and the other day I saw all yellow. Everything was all yellow. Mm. And so I'm not sure. I go back and they say nothing's wrong, just come back in 6 months. And like you said, it's really nerve-wracking and frustrating. I can't drive, and my eyesight's just going down daily, it seems like. So any ideas?
Yeah, well, it's a great question to ask if you can have a cataract surgery again. I think we get that question quite a bit. Actually, when you remove a cataract, it can never come back. So there's actually no chance of you having a cataract again. But you can develop a little membrane on the back of the lens implant.
I didn't have a lens implant, so okay. That's the other bad thing.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a little bit different. But that membrane that can form either way, but it can cloud your vision again. So it's hard to say exactly what's going on with mm-hmm. you without seeing you.
So Mary... Okay. Do you wear a contact, or do you wear glasses?
Right. I wear glasses.
You wear glasses.
Yes, okay. But half the time I have to take them off to see better, because it seems like the film or whatever they put on it to keep from the glare
mm-hmm.
Seems like it gets in the way. So I have to take them off to get more light into my eyes
mm-hmm.
to see better. But in the dark, I'm like totally, almost totally blind now. So
yeah. Do you live in Columbus?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Well, yeah, if you, if you call in, or we could certainly talk to you and make some recommendations and some doctors.
Okay, even look at them and see.
Yeah, us or other doctors in Columbus that could maybe better help you.
Yeah, well, I go to Ohio State doctors, but all they want to do is shake their head and go, there's nothing we can do, but I kind of like to get a different opinion from a different group of doctors, maybe. Sure. I'm not sure.
Well, Mary, that's the beauty of second opinions.
That's right. I would definitely recommend Mid-Ohio. I no doubt.
So thank you. We're going to give out some information. So get down a piece of paper, pen. What's your number? What's the best number people can reach you at, ladies?
614-488-8000.
And what's your website?
www.midohioeye.com.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to having you in again. I know people have questions.
Obviously, yeah.
Thank you for being on What Matters.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.